Welcome to Carnivores Don't Get Sunburned, hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
I was in a lot of pain. So I have a long history of autoimmune issues. Knew something was off, but of course, doctors couldn't find anything wrong. In about 2003, I started breaking out in psoriasis, looked at me and said, "You have classic psoriatic arthritis." Through the years, lots of nasty drugs. For a while, they would work and then they would up the dosage. I just think back on all the years, it's got to be way up there. I mean, it's got to be over $1 million easily in medication cost. I heard her on a podcast. She put her psoriasis in remission on carnivore. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I will say it's been 13 and a half months now. And
hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the power of a proper human diet. And today I'm thankful, grateful, and blessed to welcome Barb to the channel. Welcome, Barb. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I just want to say I'm so honored to be here, Carrie. I can't believe I'm actually talking to you in person. This is just awesome.
Oh, well, it's an honor to have you on. I appreciate the fact that you're willing to share your story. I'm sure it's going to inspire a lot of people. I heard a little bit about it. We met at one of our meetups, or maybe two of our meetups. So I appreciate you coming out to that. But we could talk a little bit more about that later. But maybe if we could start out, Barb, could you tell us what sort of health issues led you to a carnivore diet?
So I have a long history of autoimmune issues. They really came to the forefront about 20 years ago. And just had progressed ever since then. If I can go into them a little bit, if you want to hear the gory details of that.
Yes, please.
Okay. So looking back, they probably started when I was very, very young, but I just thought, you know, things, digestive issues and all of those things were part of life. So it was probably my early 30s that I actually started having issues. I had struggled with my weight a little bit and just had been on and off all different kinds of diets. You name it, I tried it through all the years. And I just wasn't feeling great, had little kids and just knew something was off. But of course, doctors couldn't find anything wrong, you know, oh, I was just stressed, I was busy, all of that stuff. So then in about 2003, I started breaking out in psoriasis all over my scalp. And it was just gross. Like my kids called it the cooties because it would snow all over my shoulders and just tried to make light of it. And I, of course, I went to the dermatologist and they gave me creams and shampoos and said there was nothing I could do about it. So I just dealt with it. And then about 3 years later, I started having issues with my left foot. I've been exercising some and it was hurting. So I went to my chiropractor and said, hey, my foot is not right. He x-rayed it and discovered I had an old stress fracture. And he said, I'm going to put you in a boot. And I think this is going to help this and you'll be fine. Well, when he put me in the boot, my foot started to swell more. And I was like, you know what? I think this boot is just too heavy. Can we take the boot off and see what happens? So he took the boot off, but my foot didn't stop swelling. So then he referred me to a podiatrist and they did some tests and did an MRI and looked at my foot and said, hey, there's nothing structurally wrong. You don't have gout. We think that there's something else going on. So they referred me to a rheumatologist, but it took another 5 months for me to get in. Mm. And by the time I went to see the rheumatologist, not only was my foot swollen, my left foot was swollen, so was my right, so were my knees, so were my hands. And I mean, I was in a lot of pain. I was crawling up the steps in my house and finally got to the rheumatologist and ran some tests, looked at me and said, you have classic psoriatic arthritis. And I had never heard of that in my life, didn't know what it was. I'm like, what is it? And he said, well, it's kind of like rheumatoid arthritis, except that not only do your joints swell, but any place the tendons and ligaments attached to the bone also swells. And I thought, well, fantastic. Okay, what do we do? And so he said, well, I can put you on this medicine. We've got this drug called Humira. Let's put you on it. It's an injection. And I said, okay, you know, I got to do something. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. You know, I work. I need to be able to function. So they put me on this injection and I was like, wow, this is great. I came back and he said, I know you say it's great, but do you know you're still swollen? And I was like, well, I'm better. And he said, well, this isn't enough. So he added another drug, which is a very nasty drug called methotrexate. And just fast forward through the years, lots of nasty drugs. And for a while they would work and then they would up the dosage or shrink the length of time between the doses of the medicine. So, I mean, I spent years of injections and IV infusions and a maximum dose of methotrexate, which was the only drug I'd ever seen up to that point that had a possible side effect of death. Hmm. But I was like, again, there weren't any options. I was like, well, what causes this? We don't know. Your body's attacking itself. Like, is there anything I can do? No. This, you're just going to have to take medicine for the rest of your life. They also put me on steroids. So I was on prednisone for years. This is not a good thing. Does all kinds of terrible stuff to your body, including raising your blood sugar. So just kind of to fast forward a little bit,
Quick interruption. Beast Mode Soap sent me this soap, 100% beef tallow, free to try. This is certified grass-fed tallow, never vegan, made in the USA, natural essential oils. We got forest ash, paleo pine. We're in the pine forest. The forest ash is my favorite. I've been using it for a while now. They sent this to me for free, but I liked it so much I agreed to do a paid partnership with them because I believe people need to know what they're putting on their body. And the soap that I had at home is full of chemicals, detergents. Seriously, after I use this soap, my skin feels so soft and so incredible. What you put on your skin ends up in your bloodstream. And I only want to put good things in my body and on my body. And this, there couldn't be much better. This is 100% beef tallow.
Learn more at beastmoatsoap.com.
Still having some joint pain. And then I started having issues swallowing and further digestive issues. I'd always had IBS, and I used to joke with my husband that I actually didn't have irritable bowel syndrome. I had irate bowel syndrome. And, you know, you just had to laugh about it. But I was having issues swallowing, and the doctor's like, well, again, we don't know what's wrong. We think it's probably stress. They finally did some tests to figure out that the muscles in my throat were not working properly. My esophagus was not working properly. Now, they said, we don't know why, but there's definitely an issue. So my rheumatologist said, you know what? I need to update some blood work. So he ran some more tests. And I'll never forget the day I was at work and he called me, not his nurse. The doctor called and said, hey, you need to stop taking your medication now. And I was like, what's going on? He said, you have lupus. And the medicine that treats lupus contraindicates the medicine that treats psoriatic arthritis. So you have to stop it. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do when I can't walk in a couple of weeks? And he said, just come see me. So then, of course, I started swelling up again, went to see him, tried a whole bunch of other drugs. in the meantime, I was working with my chiropractor and he ran some functional labs and he said, you've got type 2 diabetes. And I was like, what do you mean I've got type 2 diabetes? And looking back, I realized that the steroids were a big part of that. I didn't eat great, but it wasn't horrible. I guess in my 30s, I started to try to change my diet. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I improved it slightly. Well, when I got that diagnosis, which thankfully is not in my medical record, I decided to change my diet. So it didn't make sense to me to eat sugar if my sugar was too high. So I just looked at the sugar content of everything and kind of went low carb. I was still eating a bunch of vegetables and a bunch of stuff, but I really focused on no sugar, even sugar and yogurt. I'm like, I'm not doing it. And I was able to put my type 2 diabetes in remission just using a low carb diet. However, my other issues still persisted. I continue to have even more digestive issues. I think part of that, one of the medications I was on is also used specifically to treat Crohn's and colitis. And so I think when that drug stopped, then I just kicked into full mode on all of the digestive stuff. So anyway, I started really getting interested in my health. I was like, you know what? There's something that I can do about this because the medication side effects are terrible. The drug costs were crazy. I was very fortunate to have good insurance. And a lot of those biologics have programs that they will subsidize the amount of the cost of the medicine. Excuse me. And that helped. But I know 1 year alone, the infusion bill at the hospital before insurance was over $100,000. Wow. And so, I mean, I just think back on all the years, it's got to be way up there. I mean, it's got to be over $1 million easily in medication cost. So I started delving into things. I was listening to podcasts and I was trying everything. I went vegan for a while. Not fun. Don't recommend that. I did low carb. I did Whole 30. I did keto. I did all of the things. And some things got better. Some didn't. I cut out gluten completely in 2019. Again, it helped, but not enough. I'm still having issues. In 2020, I decided I was going to try to go off my meds. It was a bad decision. I swelled up terribly. My foot was gigantic. It was just not good. So then I still wouldn't give up. And I will say one thing. I really never talked about my autoimmune issues. I didn't ever want to be seen as somebody who is that person that just identifies with it. But it definitely was affecting my life. So, of course, my family knew and my friends knew, but I wouldn't share about it. And I probably have talked about it a lot more now than I ever have. And I always thought, you know what, I can't become this condition. There's got to be something. There's got to be an answer. What's causing it? Let's find it. And so I just kept digging. And then I was listening to a podcast and Amanda Decker, who is a nurse practitioner out of Dixon, Tennessee. She works with Dr. Barry. I heard her on a podcast. It was not even a carnivore podcast, but she was saying that she had put her psoriasis in remission on carnivore. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. And so that very day, I went to Costco. I didn't know what I was doing. I bought some beef sticks, got some eggs, and I just started eating carnivore, and I have never looked back. I will say it's been 13 and a half months now, and I can proudly say I am off all prescription meds. I stopped taking them last year, and I felt better than I have in 20 years. Now, it's not perfect. I'm not to say I don't have any issues and that everything is just beautiful, but wow, it is so much better. And I mean, I just can't wait to see. This is 13 months. What is it going to look like in another year, in another 5 years, in another 10 years? So I'm just excited about this way of eating. This is my life. I'm not going to do anything different.
So you got me tearing up there a second when you said you're off all those medications. You said earlier probably like $1 million worth, which is just crazy. Did any of the medications, like, you probably initially like, I have this problem, I'm going to the doctor to fix it, here's a solution, here's the medication. Did any of the medications ever fix the problem for you?
They never fixed it. Some of them helped it more than others. Some, you know, I try and then it didn't work at all, or some would work for a period of time. And I think that's what most people find, is a lot of that medicine gives them relief for, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, and then one day it doesn't. And then you're back to the drawing board. So they continually are producing new medications that are kind of similar. But yeah, you're kind of at the mercy of the pharmaceuticals, according to what the doctors tell you.
Right. It's almost like the medication gives you a little bit of hope, but it just kind of allows you to maintain the issue, maybe sometimes help it a little bit. But then you have to start worrying about unintended consequences or side effects. When you mentioned your throat starting to have issues, that was the first thing I was thinking was, geez, I wonder if that was some of the earlier medications that maybe led to that. It's interesting, Barb, because I've interviewed so many carnivores now and I've got this library in my head, but quite a few. In fact, we recently for our documentary interviewed Stephen Lashbrook, and he had horrible psoriasis for 30 years. And along with his psoriasis, he also had arthritis, just like you, like those two things. Could you talk a little bit more about lupus and that diagnosis, and like, what exactly is lupus?
Yeah, so lupus is another autoimmune disease. And basically, if you kind of think about arthritis, it's psoriatic arthritis, rheumatoid being something that affects your joints, like joint inflammation, you can almost look at lupus as organ inflammation, like, and it can attack anything in your body, and it can also affect your joints. I mean, people do have joint swelling on lupus, but it can attack your digestive system, your heart, your liver, your lungs. I mean, it can just manifest in so many places.
You said inflammation. That's one of the biggest messages I try to get out to people that maybe are stumbling across this video and they've never heard of carnivore and they think it's crazy. And their first thought is, you're going to clog your arteries. What about your cholesterol? And meanwhile, the majority of humanity is walking around just with inflammation. You mentioned arthritis. I've learned that if it ends in itis, it's inflammation. So you have arthritis, and then you have lupus, which is more inflammation. Psoriasis, probably from inflammation as well. It's just amazing. So did any of your doctors, did any of them ever mention your food or nutrition or changing your diet?
No, nobody ever mentioned it. Now, I asked several times because I just really wanted to find an answer, but nobody said, hey, what are you eating? Or said that it would make any difference when I asked.
Do you feel like all of those medications at the end, like they got you through it, but did they maybe make things worse? Like, I always just worry long-term medications and our gut biome, gut bacteria, and messing those things up, and then the downstream effects of those things and maybe unintended side effects. Like, you, it seemed like your health issues started mounting and you're having more and more. Do you think a lot of that was from the medication or?
Yeah, I mean, it probably didn't help that. I mean, it's hard to know exactly what caused what, but I will say that my gut, I still struggle with it some, still struggle with bacterial overgrowth. And I think that very much is from the medications, especially the one I was on for so long, definitely has ties to that. And it makes sense. I mean, you're bombarding your system. And so it's affecting everything. And so, yeah, I definitely think that my gut issues are probably as a result of the medication.
And you said you're off all medications, which is just amazing. But like you said, there's still struggles. There's still issues. How long have you been doing this for now?
I've been carnivore about 13 months.
Okay. And if you don't mind, like, what are some of the struggles you're still having?
So I still battle the digestive issues, the SIBO or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. I still have some joint issues. I was doing great. And at the end of last summer, I had to have a tetanus shot. And for whatever reason, my body did not like that tetanus shot. It saw it as a foreign invader. And so that kind of flared things up. So I do have some issues in my feet and hands intermittently, but I mean, it's manageable. It's something that I can deal with. My doctor is like, well, are you sure you don't want to go back on meds? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. Completely sure.
I'm good. Right. I interviewed a woman on my channel, and her name's Malia, and she works with people with advanced autoimmune disorders. Some of them just really, really serious, where nothing else would work. And the thought behind it, from their perspective, this organization she works with, is so much of it is our gut bacteria, gut biome. And so many of us, our gut bacteria is just destroyed from antibiotics or eating the wrong food or all the medications, like was the case for you. And they actually have this really interesting schedule of different die-off periods of your gut bacteria. Like around 3 weeks, a lot of people doing carnivore are like, whoa, my gut just feels so much better. And she says that's some of the gut bacteria dying, but then you have more at 3 months. And long story short, with a lot of her patients that have advanced autoimmune disorders, there's a 2-year period. And it's like at 2 years is usually when a lot of them find healing, when they have these really severe autoimmune disorders. And it's usually they do things a little bit different. I can send you more information from if you're interested, but it sounds like what you're doing, you're right on track. But some of it's just a matter of time for these people doing strict carnivore for a long enough time. One of the interesting things she told me, which made a lot of people mad on my channel, but she was saying, like, if you fall off a carnivore, people do, it's great, just get back on. But for some people with advanced autoimmune disorders, you can actually refeed that bad gut bacteria. And it's crazy, like starches and carbs, it just flourishes again. And it can take a while. Then you could be entering this period of time again where you have to kind of starve it with the carnivore diet before it's going to die off again. So the people in her program, they're just completely really strict carnivore, but usually like around 2 years. Some of them that still have some of the lingering issues, like you mentioned, end up going away after that time. It's interesting stuff because the gut bacteria, gut biome is all of the doctors and experts I've talked to, they're all over the board on it. A lot of them are just like, we don't know enough about it. It's like the ocean. We know this much about what's going on there, but they've been saying since the start of time, all disease begins in your gut, and it makes sense. Even mental health issues begin in the gut, and having a destroyed gut from medication and things like that, it could take a while to heal. So could you talk a little bit about, I got a lot of new people that come on here and they can't wrap their brain around carnivore. And one of the big questions they always mm-hmm. ask is, what does your typical meal look like? Or what does a typical day look like eating carnivore for you?
Yeah, I usually eat 2 meals a day. Sometimes I'll eat 3, but most of the time 2. So around noon, I'll usually eat eggs and bacon. And then dinners, usually I try to eat as early as I can. Not always possible with schedules. So 5-6 o'clock, ideally, I will eat mostly beef. I do eat some chicken occasionally. Some pork occasionally, but pretty much beef is my go-to. And so, I mean, burger patties, steaks, love New York strips, love ribeyes, love picanha, just any different cuts of beef. And I may have some eggs also with that.
Nice. And do you, after doing this for a while, has there been any reaction from friends or family or people that are close to you, like that have saw you suffering for so long?
I mean, it's kind of interesting because a lot of them thought, oh gosh, here she goes again. Because over the years I had tried, you know, several different ways of eating. And so, yeah, I got a little bit of pushback on, gosh, that's weird. But they were used to me being weird. And, you know, some of them did notice and have noticed benefits. And it's really interesting, as I've gone along, I have about 3 or 4 people that I know that have kind of covertly gone carnivore. Hmm. Like, they didn't tell me they were going carnivore. I just like, oh yeah, did you know so-and-so is now carnivore? I'm like, oh really? So that's been very interesting. They didn't want to come back and say, okay, I thought you were weird, but now I'm doing it. But yeah, they're kind of testing it out. And that's kind of cool.
That's really cool. I had a little bit of that too. My sister, my younger sister, went carnivore and didn't tell me till like a year later. Just, we were at like a family get together and she's like, yeah, actually I went. And she's like, I didn't want to tell you I was doing it because I didn't know if I was going to stick to it or whatever. But she's been going for quite a while now. It's hard for people, many people, to go carnivore because we're kind of the odd ones out. You go to a family reunion, you go out to eat, you go anywhere, and we're the only ones eating this way. Has it been hard for you? Has there been any tactics or strategies that have helped you kind of stick to doing carnivore?
That part hasn't been too hard because, again, I was used to doing my own thing. So I just bring my food. If I'm in a social situation, and I'll just bring food with me, or if, you know, it's something that it's a potluck, I'll bring something that I can eat. And people are generally okay with that. They may look at me strange because I've got a bowl of ground beef with me, but it's like, okay. They've pretty much been accepting. I haven't had anybody that made me feel like really uncomfortable about it. More in people talking about it, not necessarily when I'm eating, but somebody will say, oh, I hear you do this carnivore thing. How do you get fiber? How do you get, you know, they get all into that stuff and they think it's strange. And don't you get bored what you're eating? I'm like, no. I mean, there's countless variety. And truth be told, I don't really like vegetables and fruit anyway. I'm not missing anything. I mean, I get to eat really delicious stuff all the time. So yeah, no, I'm definitely not missing out.
Right. I always think that's a funny argument. Like, it could be a lot worse diet where we just get to eat the best food in the world, get to eat steaks. Like, I remember that used to be a treat. My parents would go out for their like anniversary dinner. That'd be like a big, huge treat to get meat or a steak or something like that. It could be a lot worse things out there. But Barb, I have a question. I've interviewed a couple people with psoriasis now, and there's going to be a lot of people that watch this video that have psoriasis, and many of them think, I have psoriasis because there's just something weird about me. It's just a fluke. There's just something going on with my genetics. Do you feel like that's true, or do you feel like, would psoriasis even exist if everyone was eating a proper human diet?
I think the incidence would be way, way, way less. I mean, nobody really knows what causes it, but I think that I kind of agree with Dr. Chafee's theories of autoimmunity, that your body's not really attacking itself. It's seeing something there that's not supposed to be, and that's what it's going after. And that makes a whole lot of sense to me. So in that sense, yeah, if you were eating only what you were designed to eat, then your body wouldn't find a foreign substance to attack.
Right. So you've been doing this for over a year now, and you started a YouTube channel. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I have a YouTube channel. It's at No Carb Barb. And right now I only have one video up, but I do have plans to do some additional videos. I was just trying to figure out what direction I wanted to go in. So there will be more. And I just, kudos to everyone who does that, because editing is definitely a thing.
Yeah, it's more work than people realize, but it's great that you're doing that. It's just amazing because I think the more stories we get out there, the better, because that's how I found healing. And so many people did, not from a doctor, but from another individual that you can relate to. And there's probably a lot of people out there going through psoriasis, going through arthritis, going through autoimmune disorders or lupus that could look to you and your example. and may inspire them to find healing, which is such a great thing.
Yeah, I'm just really passionate about people advocating for their health and not just being gaslit by their doctors and listening to everything they're being told that there's nothing they can do. I mean, it just, people need to take the steps to prioritize their health. And, you know, with carnivore, just try it. It's nothing's going to kill you in 30 days. You know, just try it and see if it makes a difference. You know what? I didn't really have an expectation when I went carnivore. It was like, you know what? This is probably the one thing I haven't tried. And I never in a million years imagined that 13 months later, that this is my life and that I would get involved in the carnivore community. I mean, that never, ever crossed my mind. I thought, okay, well, let me try this and see if it helps.
Right. Now you're off all your medications. It's just amazing. Do you feel like this is something you're going to do the rest of your life?
Yes, definitely.
And do you have any concerns with nutritional deficiencies or fiber or your cholesterol? Or because it is crazy. A lot of people are like, man, just eating meat. You got to be missing out on some things. Your blood work, anything like that. Do you have any concerns of any of those things?
No, I'm not concerned at all. I'm one of those lean mass hyper responder people. So my cholesterol, yet some doctors would not approve, but my ratios are crazy good. And I actually have an amazing general practitioner who is completely on board with me being carnivore and doesn't see any issue with it. And is like, wow, you know, you're doing so much better. And even my rheumatologist has been great. Now, he doesn't understand and he thinks it's pretty weird, but he can't deny that I'm the best I've been in years and I'm off meds.
That's great. I remember Dr. Barry saying, tell your doctors, even if they're not going to listen, because if they get enough examples of this, they're going to have to start paying attention. Did you have any changes in your mental health, or I don't know if you had any issues with that before, anxiety or brain fog or anything like that change for you on carnivore?
Yeah, I definitely think that my head is a lot clearer. And I will say that just having a chronic condition can make you down, you know, so not having all of those crazy symptoms all of the time to the level that they were, is that has improved dramatically. But yeah, I do think that I think more clearly. I have much better energy than I used to. I can focus a lot better.
That's great. Has your perspective, I guess, on the world changed at all? Our documentary is called Healing Humanity. So I always ask people, do you feel like humanity needs healing? Do you look at the world differently now that you've found healing?
Yes. I mean, I just think so many people are suffering. It's all over the place. And it's really hard not to like run up to people and go, if you would just try this, can you try it and see, you know, you want to evangelize about it. But again, people have to be ready. They have to be in that stage of change where they can say, okay, I'm going to try this or not. And so, you know, to me, I'm just going to continue to eat the way I'm eating and talk to people about it. And, you know, if they're interested, definitely tell them. If they're not, I'm, you know, I don't necessarily think everyone has to be carnivore. I think it'd be really cool if they were. I think that it is the proper human diet. But, you know, if somebody wants to do something differently and they're feeling great, then go for it.
Right. Yeah. For some people that are sick that need to do this, that's always the struggle, because it's like you said, they're not going to do it until they decide to. However, unfortunately, a lot of people wait till it's too late or too long and they end up losing a colon or having heart disease or something like that that's not reversible. But it's a hard thing to talk to people about. I remember Dr. Kilt saying talking about nutrition is similar to talking about religion or politics. It's really hard to people just immediately just they don't want to talk about it. But I think a lot of them get inspired or interested when they see healing and they're suffering in a similar way. So it's really awesome you're doing your YouTube video and sharing that with people. What advice, Barb, would you have for someone? Again, I got a lot of new people on my channel. They're carnivore curious. They just can't wrap their brain around this, though. They think it's crazy. What advice would you have for someone that's thinking about doing carnivore but can't quite wrap their brain around it?
First of all, I'd say take it a day at a time. You know, if you have a goal to do 30 days, well, don't even look at it like that. Say, hey, today I'm going to eat carnivore, or I'm going to add one carnivore meal. And then also, I just really think it's important to learn as much as you can and to get into a community. There are so many great communities in carnivore. And I mean, the people are so genuine and you can learn a ton. You know, get on YouTube, listen to podcasts, check out the communities. I think it's very important to have that support, especially if the people around you are not embracing your new way of eating. It's easy to get discouraged and fall off. But I think the key to carnivore is consistency. Just each day add something. And I think for me, I mean, it just became a natural way of eating. It was like, hey, this is just what I'm doing and I'm going to keep doing it. So I think that it is, it's something that in one way is simple. And I've heard it said simple, but not necessarily easy. So surround yourself with other people that are doing the same thing, have gone through some challenges. You know, how did they overcome them? And I think that that will really empower you to stay on the carnivore journey.
That is great advice. I absolutely love that. There's a lot of people on my channel where they're like, oh, this is great. I'm just going to start carnivore. I'm always like, no, don't like do your research. That's a beautiful thing too, is one of the things that helped convince me to do carnivore, a big part of it was Dr. Barry. I watched so many Dr. Barry videos because I had a lot of questions. What about my heart? What about fiber? What about nutritional deficiencies? And then I started realizing, I'm like, this information's free. Like, he's not even selling anything. I kept waiting for there to be a pitch at the end. But wait, you got to buy the Dr. Barry this or that. And there was nothing there. And your point on community, too, I think is so important, because we're the odd ones out doing this. We're oftentimes alone. Sometimes our spouse isn't doing it with us, family reunions, workplace. We're always the weird ones. So having that community, I was in Dr. Barry's group when I started, and there's so many great groups out there. Like you mentioned, my wife resonated a little bit more, probably because she's female, with Bella. So she was in SBG, Bella's group, for a while. And now we've started our Healing Humanity group. So there's so many groups out there. I always tell people too, like, if you can't afford to go in a group, you could still be a member of the community. Just do YouTube. When I first started, I was just watching. I was Dante Ferrigno, Ferrigno Freedom. That was my community. I was just YouTube and in the comments, and Dr. Barry, watching his Monday night live streams, and you can chat with other people in there. So it doesn't even have to cost anything at all. The other part of community I wanted to just touch on real quick is these meetups in person. We've done quite a few of them for Healing Humanity, but there's a lot of people just doing carnivore meetups in their local areas. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because we met at one of our meetups. Have you done other meetups before or after? What are your thoughts on these in-person meetups?
Oh, the in-person meetups are a game changer. It's the best thing ever. The first one I went to was in Tampa in February. And then I followed that up in April. I went to Yuma, Tennessee on my birthday. It was great, great birthday present for me. And then I also went to Meatstock in May. And that was fabulous. Scott Everson just put together a truly wonderful carnivore event there. And next year is going to be even bigger. And I understand you're going to be there. So that's awesome. But yeah, I would encourage everybody to go to a meetup. And I have made some very dear friends from these meetups. Laura Lynch, I met her in Tampa, and we have become good friends. She doesn't live that far from me. I met a ton of people at Meatstock. I mean, it's just so cool to get those relationships. And now I have carnivore friends. Now I, you know, people who are doing the same thing. So Laura and I are going to go out to dinner tonight and get a huge steak. So nice. That's really cool. And again, you're talking about communities and people being able to be to afford to be in one or not. A free community that's wonderful is Kilts Mighty Tribe. I mean, Dr. Kilts has a wonderful community, and that's completely free. It's just your email address. That's all you need.
Yeah, shout out Dr. Kilts. He's the best. The meetups have been amazing too, because the energy is just incredible at these things. And so many of the people have kind of been through what we've been through. They've been through something really, really hard. And some of them are at different stages of their journey. But being in a room with people like that, the energy is just incredible. And then when Dr. Kilts goes to some of these meetups too, then the energy is like through the roof. I was joking with him last time. We just had a meetup in, where were we? Washington. We filmed Dr. Baker, the last interview for our documentary, our main documentary. And we were at a movie theater, and I was joking with Dr. Kilts. I said, the lights started flickering, so I knew you were here, because his energy is just through the roof. But Barb, we've had a lot of people say the same thing you did, which is so cool. We've done like 12 of these Healing Humanity meetups so far. We'll do the meetup. I absolutely love every one of them. But then we leave, and it's almost like a little community starts forming in relationships and friendships. And then some of them continue to have little meetups where they'll go out and they'll have dinner, or they'll meet in a park or things like that. So it's really cool. I always encourage people, if you don't have one near you either, just arrange one. Like, you could just go meet at a park, bring your own meat, go to a park that's got some grills, or you don't even have to eat. It's just so much fun hanging out with other like-minded individuals. So, this has been absolutely great, Barb. Your story is incredible. I wasn't expecting to get emotional, but you had me tearing up there for a second when you told me you got off all of your medications. Part of it is your story, but also the culmination of all of these stories and hearing you overcoming psoriasis, arthritis, lupus. And it's like, it's happening over and over again for so many people. It's just amazing how powerful it is when you return to a proper human diet, what'll heal, and the medications you can get off of. So I'm really glad you shared your story. Could you remind us one more time your YouTube channel or anything else you want to mention or shout out before we wrap up?
So my YouTube channel is at No Carb Barb. I'm No Carb Barb 1 on Instagram. And then also, I just recently launched my own health and wellness coaching business, and my website is encouragingwellness.org.
So if people are interested in maybe working with you for coaching, is that an option now?
Yes. Yeah. Just go to my website, encouragingwellness.org, and there you can read about me, and there's a form you can just send in from the website. A contact form if you're interested in doing a free consultation. I would love to work with you.
That's awesome. I love that you're doing that. I will have links in the description below for Barb's website, Instagram, and YouTube. And thank you so much, Barb. I really appreciate you sharing your story.
Gosh, thank you, Carrie. I really appreciate you having me.
Have a great day.
You too.